Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Brown, do you think the president has a plan for getting out of this, or is he completely flying by the seat of his pants?
He flies by the seat of his pants, whether it's this issue or any other. But he hit upon something that I think is fairly clever within the last 24 hours. When he realized that there was $15 billion sitting around in disaster relief money, he said to the engineers, take a look at that. See how much of that could be diverted for a wall. So he may very well be headed in the direction of getting himself off the hook.
Well, although John Garamendi, who you know well, congressman from near Sacramento, has revealed that he's been told that some of the money is earmarked for specific projects, and not exactly disaster relief. Raising the height of Folsom Dam or hardening the shoreline in South San Francisco against sea level rise. These, once you get down to real projects in real people's backyards, you're talking about something different.
No question whatsoever. And what you have hit upon is exactly what causes every politician to instantly protect his turf if there is something out there. Garamendi is doing what he should do. He represents that area up there in Walnut Grove, and he is saying, don't touch the dough. However, there's one odd deal here. You had, for 2 years, you had the whole government, Congress, Senate, and the White House. You never mentioned that wall in terms of making it movement so that you could get it done. All of a sudden, when Nancy's in charge, you're doing the wall. That's clear politics.
Okay, so he's got himself in a situation where he can order the money one way or the other. Where does that put the Democrats? They're not used to somebody going this far. Usually by now, someone tosses in the towel, or they go into the room and they quietly cut a deal. This is the whole country's watching this.
Well, unfortunately for the Democrats, it is being played out on the big stage. And on the big stage, Phil, you really do have to dress well. You cannot appear to be making any concessions to anybody, because you will be replaced fairly quickly.
So
not
the Democrats
negotiating with labor.
So they're right. It's like negotiating with labor. If the rank and file isn't happy with the leadership, it shifts. So the Democrats are having they're not riding easy street either on this.
Oh no. They have their own issues. Period. You got to understand. There's some Democrats that don't care about that wall. Are you kidding me? If you can do something,
you wouldn't know that around here.
is there a way for the Democrats to say you can build, you know, that thing over there? Let's not call it a wall. Let's not call it a fence. We'll call it a preventive protective barrier system and walk away from this.
They could do that very easily, except that there's one little problem. Trump wants the symbol of a win, and the symbol of a win in his life is the wall.
And
you've
they,
got to say it's the wall.
And they've hit the wall with the wall, because if they go for the wall, they're backtracking on all their rhetoric over the last 2 years.
Where's Mitch in all of this? Why aren't we seeing Mitch McConnell?
That's a good point.
He's back in Kentucky.
No, but Mayor Brown, what got me is you hear the Republicans say, if we're not going to take this House bill because the president won't sign it. It seems to me like they're ditching their responsibility, because one way or the other, they should vote. If they don't want the wall, vote no. If they want the wall, vote yes.
So most of those guys don't care about the wall one way or another, because they know it's never going to be built. Just think of how long it's going to take them to get clearance on the permits and all the other things that go with building anything that the government funds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.